听力课堂，听 class.com。
Show number 500。Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay, this is our 500th show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to JustVocabulary.com. We started making this show back in 2005, and thanks to you, our show is now in the U.S. Top 100. This show really started out as an initiative to improve my own vocabulary, as you all know. I'm originally from the Netherlands, you know, the windmills, the cheese, and the tulips, and a lot more. But in 2004, I decided to move to Cape Town, South Africa. My English has improved, my vocabulary has grown, and I really hope that Just Vocabulary had the same effect on you. Anyway, to say thanks to all of you who made this possible, we have decided to give every listener a $5 discount on any of the products on JustVocabulary.com. Well, most of the products are going for less than $5, so basically you're getting something for free. If you haven't received your $5 discount voucher yet, you can apply for it by sending an email to info@justvocabulary.com and we'll send you the discount voucher. So that's Just Vocabulary saying thank you for your support. But Just Vocabulary wouldn't be Just Vocabulary if we didn't have two words. Our two words for today are
palatial
and
odious.
Okay, awesome. Let's get started with our first word.
Palatial.
Palatial. This hotel is known for its palatial elegance.
Palatial.
You know, I really don't need a palatial home in an exclusive neighborhood. A little beach cottage is enough to make me happy.
Palatial.
My friend Martin recently bought a palatial new apartment in New York.
Palatial.
Palatial is spelled P-A-L-A-T-I-A-L.
Palatial.
What does it mean? Palatial means luxurious or grand, like a palace. A palatial house describes a house that is very large and splendid. You know, think of the related noun palace, which is a large, luxurious mansion usually occupied by royalty. So palatial describes buildings that are grand and stately, like palaces. The word comes from the Latin palatium, which was the name of the Palatine Hill in Rome, where the house of the emperor was situated. Okay, some synonyms: grand, impressive, rich, or luxurious, and two antonyms: small or unimpressive. Our next word is
odious.
Odious. The man committed an odious crime for which he should be severely punished.
Odious.
Mark made an odious and unforgivable insult.
Odious.
The smell was odious. I couldn't stand it.
Odious.
The adjective odious is spelled O-D-I-O-U-S.
Odious.
What does it mean? Something that's odious is extremely unpleasant or repulsive. Something that's odious is provoking hatred, contempt, or disgust. If something is so offensive that it provokes a physical as well as moral or intellectual response, use odious. Odious is a very strong word for something unpleasant or offensive. The related noun is odium, O-D-I-U-M, and it means general or widespread hatred or disgust directed to someone as a result of their actions. Example sentence: his job had made him the target of public hostility and odium. Some synonyms: hateful, contemptible, or disgusting. And a good antonym is lovable. Time for a short review question. Do you still remember the meaning of the word
facetious? Facetious.
Something that's facetious is humorous in a sarcastic way. Not serious about a serious subject in an attempt to be amusing or to appear clever.
Facetious.
Here's an example sentence. Lisa's facetious remarks made it clear that she wasn't taking the meeting seriously.
Facetious.
And that's the end of our 500th show. We really hope to make a lot more shows, so our next target is 1,000. In the meantime, test yourself on the previous 1,000 words that we introduce in our shows. You can do so on justvocabulary.com/quiz. For now, I'm your host, Jan, from Cape Town, South Africa.